This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Never settle. Unless it's into the electrifying BMW i4. Blend the lines of cutting-edge and classic with groundbreaking technology at your fingertips. Experience M-engineered precision while you twist around every turn. After all, electric doesn't have to be static. If you thought EVs couldn't live up to your expectations, then you've never experienced the ultimate electric driving machine. The 100% electric 2025 BMW i4.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
What's better than the speed and reliability of Fios home internet? Getting a $200 Verizon gift card on us when you switch to a Fios One gig plan, which includes a 5-year price guarantee. So head to your local Verizon store at 4000 Jericho Turnpike for details on this limited time offer. Offer ends 2/19/25. Must maintain Fios service in good standing for 65 days and register for gift card per offer terms. One offer per eligible Verizon account. See store for details.
The Golden State Warriors are playing with joy these last two games. And the guy that we all thought was a thief of joy, what America thought was a thief of joy these last few months, one being James Butler III out of Miami, him, Pat Riley, Eric Spoelstra, just a dark cloud over the organization, right? Well, that cloud has dissipated. It's sunshine and rainbows in the Bay Area these last couple of days. Well, for a few days. I think it's going to rain some point this week, just in time for the All-Star game. But Joe Shasky, I got to tell you, man, as I go Pete Carroll.
This is how flying should be. That's what a Breeze guest recently said about Breeze Airways. Breeze flies nonstop to Sarasota, Bradenton, and more straight from Long Island MacArthur Airport. Breeze not only makes travel easy and affordable, but they offer flexible and friendly change policies, have high-speed Wi-Fi, and a premium first-class seat called Breeze Ascent. It's time you choose to fly Breeze. What are you waiting for? Book your flight today at flybreeze.com. Breeze Airways, seriously nice, in partnership with Visit Bradenton.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something's happening with this team, with Jimmy, and it's given Stephen Curry new life. 38 points, 12 of 24, 6 of 16 from beyond the arc, but it's him on the sidelines. It's Quentin Post hitting shots. It's Moses Moody hitting shots. My guy, Buddy Hield, coming around. I'm not letting you say your guy, Buddy Hield. I was in on Buddy Hield the last few games. He's been showing up. Brandon Podziemski making plays back in his home state. Kevon Looney making some plays in his home state. And man, the vibes could not have been better heading into a crucial stretch of this season. And I don't know what to say. I'm not saying they're going to win a championship, but I think I even underestimated how good this chemistry could be this early on. Good morning. I say all that to say good morning, Joe.
Jimmy.
There you go.
Jimmy. Yeah. Jimmy. Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Jimmy. Hey, look, man. It is what it is. My guy's a baller. It's just having an alpha on the court.
Your guy.
He is. Having an alpha on the court.
Who's my guy?
He's making plays. The way he passes, he's such a decisive passer. Gets to the block and just gets to the free throw line at will. He has given Steph Curry new life in the half court. I have never seen Steph see this many one-on-ones since the KD era.
Mm.
Maybe since Klay first returned, because I don't want to be, you know, disrespectful to him. And Jordan Poole at times. There were times. But they've balanced the floor out, and their ability to kind of adjust when Steph's off the floor, what Jimmy does really well, some of the pick and rolls and playing the offense through him. Quentin Post.
Postmaster General.
I mean, stamp that. Let's go. And I mean, he's looked great. Buddy Hield did look great yesterday. Warriors are just, look, it's such a more enjoyable, watchable product, bare minimum. I don't know where this goes. I understand it's the Bucks without Giannis, and I don't care. They're in full control of that game.
I literally just mentioned they lost to the Lowry Markkanen-less Utah Jazz last week.
I know.
Then they didn't have Colin Sexton.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Like, that was where we were at just a week ago. That is what we were talking about, folks. So yeah, I'm not going to scoff at blowout wins against the Bulls and the Bucks because it looks so much different, doesn't it? Like, there are levels to this. You can beat some bad teams, but it just doesn't feel right. Doesn't look right. The Warriors have beaten some bad teams this year where you came away from saying, yeah, I don't feel great about that. Like against the Blazers, for example, like I didn't feel good. They beat the Blazers. Now the Blazers are playing better, this, that, and the other. But last night, the game before, and this is no disrespect to Andrew Wiggins, was a great Warrior, he's a champion. He's going to always be remembered. You can see the difference, though, between a Hall of Fame player and a Hall of Very Good player. And we're seeing it right now. Jimmy Butler is a Hall of Fame player playing like it. Even when his shot's not going down, when he's 4-12 and he can't buy a three-point shot, it's not his game. Please just don't. You can take two a game. That's fine. That's the limit, Jimmy. I think he had an air ball yesterday at one point. But six offensive boards. The facilitating, six assists. Getting to the line, though.
It's incredible.
15 free throw attempts. How good does that have to feel if you're Stephen Curry, knowing that when I go off the court now, it's not going to be, you know, Mount Doom, a la Lord of the Rings, Sauron, everyone's taken over, we're about to get blown out. Like, you got to have some sort of relief if you're Steph. It was actually great to see him yesterday. He was wearing like the little back belt.
Yeah.
He was getting stretched on the side. And he was getting up to see Quentin Post hit a three. Jimmy Butler facilitating. Moses Moody making plays. And by the way, Quentin Post doing the little kiss with the three.
Hey, he's got way more aggression in him than I thought.
Yeah.
He's a competitor. On the Jimmy Butler thing, you know, with Steph off the floor, they were plus six.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, plus six in the non-Curry minutes. Mm-hmm. That's a big development. We know they've been bailing water. How many years? And it was the most free throw attempts a Warrior has had in an individual game since KD.
That's not a coincidence.
It's 5 years plus.
That's, again, this is the best player Stephen Curry has played with since Kevin Durant. I don't think that's that insane to say. Klay Thompson was not the same player after the injuries.
No, this wasn't.
Andrew Wiggins, for a little bit, was great. He's not Jimmy Butler's level.
No. God, they're so good yesterday.
So just think about that. This is the best player, not counting the All-Star game, not counting the Olympics, best player on the Golden State Warriors that Steph has played with since Kevin Durant.
And he looks like a choir boy alongside Draymond Green.
Right?
Who gets technicals. I mean, I don't even know he airballed a bunny, okay? Like, it was like a little runner from a foot and a half away, Draymond did. And he was incensed that he got fouled. And then you see Jimmy Butler alongside of him. Like, Jimmy looks like he's an altar server next to Draymond Green. Does he not?
No, he absolutely does. But, and there's a level of joy that I've seen. We're talking about with Steph, and like, he looks rejuvenated, like LeBron did last night with Luka, quite frankly, looked rejuvenated. I saw 40-year-old LeBron playing defense. Like, trades like that. Think about Wembanyama with the Spurs, like De'Aaron Fox being there too. Moves like that, when you have belief within your organization, and if you're Stephen Curry and you are that organization, they're telling you, hey, we got you a guy. I don't know if this is the guy you wanted. I'm sure you wanted Kevin Durant, but you know what? Here's Jimmy Butler. Let's see.
In a weird way, it might have actually been a little bit like better for them. Like, I know we want to go back down the KD route, but it would have exhausted everything to acquire him. Jimmy, you got for, look, let's call it this, pennies on the dollar.
Yes.
Compared to what his normal value would be.
Correct. Now, you had to extend him, so there was some cost there.
It cost money, no doubt. But, like, if we were evaluating the cost of the two players, I mean, it's actually, it might end up being the better of the deals for them in terms of now and going forward. And, Joe, I just ask Warrior fans this. Look, if we were to say Bay Area, clearly the CMC in-season trade for jolting a team and changing where they were going to go in season, like that's like the gold standard, right? I don't think the Niners were going
in a positive way, because there's been many a trades in season that went the negative way. Yeah. So yes,
Yoenis Cespedes, Johnny Lester.
There you go. Don't even bring it up.
You made the playoffs.
Yes, barely.
I'm just going to go Warriors in season trade. Okay, for salvaging that season in terms of just galvanizing the unit. Okay, it's two games. Let's see where it is in a month. But I get Stack Jack, Al Harrington vibes. Mm. This to me feels very much like Stack Jack and Al Harrington. The minute those guys came, Captain Jack fit perfectly to what Baron Davis wanted to do. It was just like chef's kiss. It changed the aura of the team almost overnight. Now, Wiggins trade was an in-season trade. They won 15 games that year. And the very next year, we were having conversations on air whether Kelly Oubre was a better fit for the Warriors long-term or Andrew Wiggins. It took a couple years for the Wiggins trade to kind of materialize and be a great trade. Would you agree?
Yes. It took a year, basically. A year and a half, almost?
Year and a half.
Yeah.
And 2021, 2022 was his all-star season.
Yeah.
And even he got hurt for a month in that year and kind of wasn't
the
great.
Inductor.
And then he came back and was just otherworldly in the playoffs. I'm talking about save the season, change the team instantly, like flip the switch. You know, the light switch challenge, the Drake, even though he's been canceled. This feels so much like Stack Jack and Al Harrington. I mean, it really does to me.
Well, January 17th, 2007, that's when it happened. 18 years ago, Joe Shaskian, a guy that was a part of that trade, Mike Dunleavy, as a player.
I know.
Pretty crazy, huh?
And
Mike Dunleavy, also a teammate of Jimmy Butler, a guy that vouched for him clearly within the organization there.
Okay, so like going back, I know there's a lot of younger people that maybe weren't as, you know, astute to it. Like Troy Murphy early on was a good player. He broke his nose multiple times and he kind of flatlined emotionally. Yeah. He was an emotional player. He could hit the corner three. Dunleavy was always a very flatline, emotionless player, very much like Wiggins.
Mm.
Okay. When you got Stack Jack and Al Harrington, the personality that they brought to the team, it just changed the whole dynamic. We just instantly got tougher and vibed, and it just fit everything. Wiggins, really good player. Like, we all like Wiggins. Kind of a flatliner emotionally.
Yep.
You know, some guys aren't necessarily rah-rah guys. Steph Curry's kind of like a flatliner for the most part. There are times where he'll show emotion. Jimmy Butler clearly has this team locked in. Ronnie Lott had this effect where he was on the field and guys would look around and you better played hard or Ronnie was going to call you out. And I get that kind of feeling from a Jimmy Butler.